Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind, your daily dose of chill vibes and mental wellness hacks. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let me tell you, if ever there was a time we needed some serious gratitude flowing through our lives, it's right now. Between the crazy news cycle, the endless to-do lists, and the constant pressure to hustle, it's easy to get caught up in the negativity spiral. But guess what? That's where this podcast comes in, to help you shift your perspective and find that inner peace. Today, we're diving deep into the power of gratitude. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another self-help cliche, hear me out. Gratitude isn't just about saying, thank you, at dinner. It's a mindset, a way of seeing the world through rose-colored glasses, the good kind, not those dusty old ones in the attic. And trust me, it can seriously boost your happiness levels. So, how do we actually practice gratitude daily? That's what we're here to unpack. First up, make it a habit. Think of gratitude like brushing your teeth. It needs to be part of your daily routine. You could start a gratitude journal, write down three things you're grateful for each morning, or even just take a few moments throughout the day to appreciate the little things. Second, be specific. Don't just say, I'm grateful for my family. Tell yourself what you appreciate about them. Maybe it's their sense of humor, their unwavering support, or the way they always make you laugh even when you're feeling down. Specificity makes gratitude feel real and impactful. Third, look beyond the obvious. We often get caught up in material things, but true happiness comes from experiences and connections. Be grateful for a sunny day, a good conversation with a friend, or simply the feeling of warm sunshine on your skin. Fourth, challenge negative thoughts. When those pesky doubts creep in, remind yourself of all the good things in your life. It's like flipping a switch, negativity be gone. Gratitude is a superpower that can help you rewire your brain for positivity. And finally, practice gratitude even when things are tough. Life throws curveballs, but remember that there's always something to be grateful for, even during difficult times. Maybe it's the strength you find within yourself, the support of loved ones, or the opportunity to learn and grow. Ever feel like your mind is racing a mile a minute? Like you're constantly caught up in a whirlwind of thoughts? You know that feeling when you can't seem to switch off, even when you desperately want to relax? Well, I get it. But here's the thing. Gratitude can be your mental oasis. It's like hitting the pause button on your overthinking and stepping into a space of calmness and contentment. Imagine this. You're sitting in a cozy cafe, sipping a steaming latte. The sun is streaming through the window, warming your face. A gentle jazz melody fills the air. In that moment, you feel truly grateful for the warmth of the sun, the delicious taste of your coffee, and the peaceful atmosphere surrounding you. This feeling of gratitude isn't just fleeting, it can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Studies show that practicing gratitude regularly can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost self-esteem, and even increase feelings of happiness and connection. So how can we bring this sense of calm and contentment into our daily lives? Remember those five key takeaways we talked about? Let's recap. We need to make gratitude a habit, be specific in what we appreciate, look beyond the obvious, challenge negative thoughts, and practice gratitude even during tough times. Remember that feeling of calmness in the cafe? That's what gratitude can do for you. It allows you to slow down, savor the little moments, and find joy in the everyday. Ready to take action? Start by writing down three things you're grateful for right now. Don't overthink it. Just let those feelings flow onto the page. Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of gratitude. And don't forget to join our conversation on social media. Use hashtag OverthinkingCure and tell us what you're grateful for today. Remember, even small changes can lead to big results. Keep those vibes high, listeners. See you tomorrow for another episode of Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.